Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. This report is sponsored by Allion Herbicide from Bayer Crop Science. Cleaner, longer, Allion. The purpose of the entomology program in Kern County is to develop and distribute information that helps to improve the adoption of integrated pest management techniques in agriculture. David Havlin is a UC Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor in Kern County who specializes in entomology and pest management. This year's pistachio crop is looking pretty solid. Harvest time is in full swing, and Havlin noted the success of area growers in their fight against mealybug.
Pistachios and mealybugs were pretty normal. You know, they're out there. I was actually out on a farm call this last week with some growers that it's kind of interesting where the grower calls you out at harvest and asks, you know, says, hey, I'm seeing mealybugs out here. You know, this, I'm not happy because I'm seeing a few mealybugs. But then when you actually look at the fields look really good. And compared to how many mealybugs there would be if you didn't treat, the fields are in actually really good shape.
More from David Havlin after this.
You go the extra mile for your grapes, citrus, and tree nuts. Does your herbicide? Allion Pre-Emergence Herbicide goes the distance, delivering up to 6 months of powerful residual control of grass and broadleaf weeds, including resistant species. With Allion, you reduce the number of in-season sprays, so you can focus less on weeds and more on profitability. Cleaner, longer. Allion Herbicide from Bayer. Always read and follow label instructions.
Pistachio growers should be careful not to confuse Gill's mealybug with grape mealybug. Gill's mealybug are pinkish-gray in color and are often covered with a white wax that creates the appearance of two stripes on their back. Mealybug feeding can result in the production of large amounts of honeydew, which acts as a substrate for black sooty molds. Havlin talked about how growers typically manage the pest.
The average scenario right now is treatments in, you know, late May to early June, whether that treatment is Centaur or Asale or Movento, which are the main three products that are used. All three of those are working really well. All three of those are resulting in mostly clean fields at harvest. And then every now and then, there's some fields that you get some escapes. A few mealybugs survive those early treatments, and you do start seeing some gummy clusters with lots of honeydew and, you know, sooty mold at harvest. But if that's limited to a few clusters here and there, you know, that's not a big deal. That's just normal.
This is California Ag Today.